Hot wax action, hot wax action, hot wax action, hot wax action. Hello, this is Jaguar Night Podcast number 004. Last Saturday afternoon, I went record shopping at Second Spin in East St. John, New Brunswick. I bought a few dozen records, mostly 45s, and I'm going to play as many of them as I can fit into 1 hour. I got that record, Give Me the Night by George Benson. Somebody's taken a red marker and written on the label a single word, hit, H-I-T, hit. I agree with the previous owner of this record, that song's a hit. I took that record with me down to the club on Saturday night. I DJed at Pump Nightclub with my buddy DJ Fred. And we took the George Benson record, Give Me the Night, and we scotch taped it to the front of the DJ booth. And George's smiling face in his sweater vest looked down on the dance floor and smiled and sort of gave a little thumbs up of approval all night long. And somebody said, you better keep an eye on that record. Somebody might come along and try to steal it, but I think anybody who loves Give Me the Night enough to want to steal the record would be able to recognize that it was in its rightful place, scotch taped to the front of the DJ booth with a bunch of balloons and glow sticks and a party going on all around it. And that party hasn't even stopped. It's now Wednesday night, July 11th, 2012. I'm back in the country in Gaspereau Forks, New Brunswick. And I'm going to keep on rocking. Here's a hit song from Italy. That's right, Billy Ocean throwing down on some serious 80s production. I have the Car Wash single all lined up. Car Wash by Rose Royce. I used to like this song when I was a little kid. I'm sure it did a lot to shape my image of a car wash, that sort of fantasy image of a car wash with a lot of attractive people around and soap suds everywhere and people are laughing and scantily clad and getting all wet, and the whole thing is just on the verge of turning into a pornographic scene at any minute. Well, today was a sunny day, so I did go to the car wash today. I drove my car into a garage made out of concrete cinder blocks, lit by a couple of bare fluorescent tubes. I put some coins in a machine, and I walked around and around my car by myself, spraying my car with a high-pressure hose, and then rinsing it off, and then getting in and driving out, blinking into the sunlight, and driving away. And it was not erotic in the least, but I was dancing.
Y'all and sing it for me.
Car wash.
Woo, woo, woo.
Car
I went to the store today and I bought a can of cream of broccoli soup. Now, why would I do a crazy thing like that? Well, let me set the scene for you. I'm in the kitchen of my house in Gaspereau Forks, New Brunswick. I have a 4-foot table and it perfectly fits my turntables and my stereo disco mixer. So I'm in the kitchen listening to music and making supper, you see? And I have this recipe. I was cleaning out some closets and I found this 3-inch by 5-inch index card with some handwriting on it. It might have been my Uncle Amos. I don't know. But it's for a recipe called Chicken and Broccoli Puke Master. So I'm going to make some chicken and broccoli puke master and listen to some records. And got the ingredients here. Broccoli spears, chicken, a can of cream of broccoli soup, and a little bit of milk, and you put some shredded cheese on top of it and some breadcrumbs, and you bake it in the oven. So instead of eating crock pot this week, I'm going to make some chicken and broccoli puke master from an old family recipe that was stuck in a 1987 Canadian Tire catalog, and we'll see how this goes. In the meantime, here's some more funky jams. I have a couple records that I bought on Saturday, written and produced by Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards, both classic songs. And Lift Freak, the bass line to this song is so awesome. There's a breakdown partway through where he goes into an upper register, jams on a couple chords, just a simple, funky staccato jam, and then drops into the low again, and everybody in the dance floor throws their arms in the air and pees their pants and screams, and I put some chicken and broccoli puke master in the oven, and all is as it should be in the funky world.
Find a spot out on the floor. Freak out.
All right, there's something a little weird going on with this recipe for chicken and broccoli puke master. Stop. The first ingredient on the list is 3 cups of hot cooked broccoli. Huh? The second ingredient on the list is 2 cups of cubed cooked chicken. Well, it's a recipe. You're supposed to tell me how to cook shit. It would be like if you had a recipe for duck a l'orange. Step one, make some duck a l'orange. So I ran into some trouble. I had to phone my friend Kylie. My friend Kylie from Coal Creek, New Brunswick is here, and she is cooking broccoli. Do you want to say hello? You don't have to. Okay. All right. Is that boiling? Anyway, Kylie's here helping me make chicken and broccoli puke master, and it better turn out because I have high hopes for this old family recipe. Now I'm going to play a couple jams from the 80s. If you went to a high school dance in 1986, you'd probably hear this song.
Time you got me, it's fine for us to boom boom. Get to see the spunk in me and feel
Do you believe that true love can overcome any obstacle? I think some of you do, and some of you do not. Well, dinner's in the oven. Chicken and broccoli puke, master. I can't wait. Hey, Kylie, do you believe in the power of love?
Of course.
Of course. Of course. I have this record in front of me now all queued up, and I'm really excited for this one. This is Never Gonna Give You Up, as recorded by Nigel Astley. This is Nigel Astley. I must be Rick's little brother. Rick's little brother, Nigel, recorded a version of Never Gonna Give You Up. And I haven't listened to it yet, but it's on Flying Wombat Records. I think this must be pretty rare. Maybe a good score. So I'm just going to drop the needle on Nigel Astley here on my Techniques SL 1200 Mark II direct drive turntable system. Nigel Astley. Wow. What an amazing jam. Really glad I found that one. I wonder whatever happened to Nigel Astley. I guess he must have given up. Can't wait to drop this one at the club. I don't know how you follow up a classic like that. There's only one performer in history who's more classic than Nigel Astley. And that would be James Brown. I got this James Brown single. It's the 45 for Mother Popcorn. And this record is 40 years old if it's a day. It's in terrible condition. It's been stomped on and scratched and used as a frisbee and played 4 million times. But I bought it anyway. You want to know why? It was out of respect.
Have a mother for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Look here. There was a time when I was all alone. I had a secret. Thought I was gone. Somebody dug me. Said, now see what you were doing, brother. Still ahead of me. But when I get burnt, what you got to have, see, have a mother for me. Popcorn! popcorn. Lazy, yo, come on. Popcorn.
Okay, check this out. Something I noticed. James Brown is so funky, even the runout groove is funky. Check that out. It's just a record going around. That's right. We're listening to James Brown. James Brown record. Man, I could just groove on that. Yeah. Okay, hang on. Same is true on the B side. Let me just flip this over and we'll groove to the runout groove on side B of Mother Pop. Okay, here we go. Okay, check it out. Yep. Just listening to some James Brown. You know, put a two-note bass line on that. A two-note bass line. Loop that for 5 minutes. You got like a minimal techno hit. Anyway, that's James Brown, remixed by Basic Channel. All right, thanks for listening. I hope you had a good time. Supper's ready, so I'm going to get into some chicken and broccoli puke master. Actually, I just had some. It's very delicious. And we're going to end up with some Klaus Schulze, pardon my German pronunciation, synthesizer wizard, And this is from a record called Body Love, which is a soundtrack to a porno movie with a bunch of synths, and the tracks are like 15, 20 minutes long. So I'm just going to drop in the middle somewhere, and you can listen to this and picture a dark room with lots of lasers and strobe lights and German people doing it and me eating some chicken and broccoli. Bye!